minus 50 seconds. T minus 40 seconds. T minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
On Instagram.
Better follow me
at Philly Jam 95.3 FM.
Good evening and welcome to The Rebirth on Philly Jam's 95.3. I am your host, Shay Marriott, and joining me is my co-host.
Hey, hey, it's your boy Eli Isabel, a.k.a. The South Got Something to Say. Shay, you back?
I'm back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey. You got a tan? Let's see. All right, you look the same as you did when you left. You must have been inside the whole time.
You wasn't outside. Whatever, man.
Oh, what up, Philly Jams? What up, Rebirth family? What's going on? Shake. Welcome back, sis.
Thank you. Man. I'm happy to be back. I missed you guys.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to The Rebirth on Philly Jams 95.3. Tonight, we got a good show. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are going to be talking about mental health. We're going to be talking about the rebirth and all kinds of things tonight. Listen, if you want to tune in, make sure you give us a call at 267-908-3166. Again, that's 267-908-3166. Make sure you follow us at Philly Jams 95.3 on Instagram and Philly Jams 95.3 FM on Facebook.
Yes. Where is they going to find us at?
Rebirth.
You know. Yes,
Rebirth
indeed.
_ radio on Instagram and Rebirth on Facebook.
Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Apple, Google.
Shout out to Chicago.
Chicago, we shouted them out last week. We're going to shout out every week. Shout out to Chi-Town. Peace in the city, baby.
Yes. So once again, guys, welcome to the Rebirth Show and happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How is everybody doing? How you doing? How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool, man. Family, I went to church yesterday.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What church did you go to?
First Pilgrim Baptist Church in Cheswold, Delaware. Take it down. No, in Cheswold.
I never even heard of Cheswold.
It's just, you know where the Walmart is when you're going into Dover? If you're on 13 on the left and there's a Walmart, okay, all right, y'all. Well, it's right before, it's about a mile before the Dover Mall. That little area is considered Cheswold.
All right, it was in Dover.
It was in Cheswold. Okay. They have their own police department. They got two cops. It was in Cheswold. But yeah, I served the Lord yesterday. The Lord.
That's what's
yesterday.
Up.
Yesterday, yeah,
nice.
It was cool. How was your weekend and Mother's Day?
My weekend and Mother's Day was good. I actually relaxed. I relaxed. And that's what I needed. I relaxed, I rested up, and it was a great weekend.
Sometimes doing nothing is the key.
Doing nothing is definitely the key. Shout out to Antoinette Hastings. Happy birthday, baby, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy birthday, happy
yes,
Mother's
Netta.
Day.
Yes, Netta. I call her Netta. Netta. So, we're getting into it. Of course, we got to hit our right here, right now.
Right here, right now, yes. Let me hold on, though. All right, y'all. Welcome to Right Here, Right Now. Listen, this thing that's going on right now, I feel like I could bring this to the table because I definitely want to get your thoughts and opinion on it. As you know, the Supreme Court is trying to overturn Roe versus Wade. If you're not familiar with Roe versus Wade, it's a 1973 landmark decision that allowed women to their constitutional right to an abortion if they chose to. So now we have these, you know, these politicians, these people in Congress and whatnot. They are trying to do away with that and make it a law. And I'm sure a national law at some point. There are several states that are on board for this. Make it a law to a woman does not have the right to choose what she can and can't do with her body. And interestingly enough, and this is how I said to him, I says, you really are a kid. I said, as much as you try to act like an adult. So I was working with my kids today, 17, be 18 in 2 months. Mm. And he was like, if anybody gets an abortion, they should be punished. I said, so, well, what about, let me ask you this question. I says, you have this little girl you like, and you told me that, you know, she was touched by her father when she was younger. I says, now, what if the father would have gotten her pregnant and she didn't want to have that baby? He said, oh, that's different. I said, well, no, you can't straddle the fence. Mm-hmm. Either you're for it or you're against it.
Right.
So in my opinion, you can't straddle the fence. Either you're in or you're not. I personally feel like, you know, everybody, women in particular, due to this topic, should have the right to do what they want to do. No one's trying to abort an 8-month-old, you know. We're not talking about instances like that. But I mean, yeah, I think it's a woman's right to choose. So we have to really be careful who we're putting into when we have a chance to vote for these Supreme Court justices and people that are that will be able to put people in place to share your ideas and your thoughts. This is when it's important. It doesn't seem like until it comes down to something of this magnitude, then everybody wants to be like, oh, well, you know, you didn't vote, and then so we didn't win the Senate. So when the seat becomes open on the Supreme Court, we can't put people in there that we want to share our ideas. So. Mm-hmm. This is why it is important to vote. I know we don't, you know, it doesn't show up in our everyday lives most of the time. But this is why. So, Shay, give me your thoughts on them trying to overturn Roe versus Wade, women having a right to choose, abortion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, just the reason alone what you just said, I think that, yes, women should have the right to choose, especially when we're talking about someone that has been raped, you know, sexually assaulted and all of that. That's a tough thing, you know, to go through, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, hearing the stories on the outside, on the, you know, other side is, you know, being a therapist and hearing some of these stories, you know, a lot of people, I mean, they're really suffering because of the things that has happened to them in regards to rape, sexual assault and all of that. So, yes, I do feel that women should have the right to choose. And, you know, that's just how I feel about it.
All right. Well, thank you, Shay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I figured you might be in line with that.
Oh, yeah.
I low-key thought you would. So that's our right here, right now. Really quick in Black history, y'all. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to Bob Marley and Natalie Cole.
Oh, wow.
Today is also the day that Arthur Ashe passed away. The tennis great Arthur Ashe. And the great Muhammad Ali knocked out Ernie Terrell.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And on this day in 1845, Robert Nesta Marley was born. And if you're not sure who that is, that's the legendary Bob Marley. So happy birthday, Bob Marley.
Happy
also.
Birthday. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Black history stuff right there for you.
Yeah, that's what's up. Before we get off of right here, right now, I have to bring up, you know, what happened. Shout out to the lacrosse team at Delaware State University. Wow. Man, I'm so sorry you guys had to go through that. If you guys didn't know, they were pulled over. The bus was pulled over in Georgia and by two white police officers. And the video is out there, man. It sucks.
It does suck.
It sucks that we're still, you know, going through this. We're still having to deal with this foolishness, you know, but sending love to Delaware State University, love and hugs.
Yes.
To all of those that were involved, and prayers going to you. And to those officers in Georgia, man, y'all suck. Find something better else to do instead of racially profiling.
Right.
A lacrosse team that's on a bus.
Why did it go beyond the bus driver who was
exactly
committed whatever infraction he committed?
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. Talk they're talking person. About if yeah. you have something in your bags, in your luggage, we will find it. Weed is still illegal in the state of Georgia. If you have anything that you smoke it with, it is illegal and we will find it. So it's best that you let us know now. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy. I couldn't even finish watching the rest of it, but, you know, That's our home, you know, that's our home state university here in Delaware. And, you know, we just want to send them some love to the lacrosse team at Delaware State.
Shout out to all those black girls playing lacrosse. How about that?
How about that? I know.
How about that?
Yeah. For real.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's what's up, man. Let's continue to break barriers. And we're going to overcome in spite of the foolishness that, you know, we have to deal with every day.
Yeah. And I got to give out, although I did not buy into the whole Kevin Samuels thing, but rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. He did pass away. There's different stories going on as to what happened. I'm not sure what the real story is, but, you know, regardless if you listened to him or you didn't, if you buy it into him, you didn't. Rest in peace to him and condolences to his family.
I thought.
And his supporters.
Yeah, RIP to him, man. To anybody, because death, you can't come back from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever happens for him going forward, that's between him and his God and however that plays out. Mm-hmm. However, the brother created some phrases, you know, and I now know that I'm a high value man. I know that I am. See, I never used that phrase toward myself prior to Kevin. So let's give him some props on some things.
Wait a minute, what makes you a high value man?
Well, so I have a good job. I'm handsome.
Okay.
And, you know, the things that make you a high-value man.
You make over six figures?
I'm five. I'm high five. I'm high five.
So you're a medium value man.
My bill's paid, and I got a little savings.
But listen, I got you.
I don't have to date beneath myself. How about that? Shout out to Kevin Samuels for making me understand that I am a high-value man. Shout out to all the high-value brothers out there.
Listen.
Date within your budget, fellas.
Wow. Too funny. All right, so we're going to get into it tonight. Again, May is Mental Health Awareness. And you guys know you're always going to hear something about mental health when you listen to The Rebirth, because it's just so important and we want to normalize therapy. It's important that we do that, especially with the high suicide rate that is going on. I know at least three people in the state of Delaware that were actual helpers. When I say helpers, meaning they were either social workers, therapists.
Right.
They were in the field. And, you know, within the last couple of months, at least three of them have committed suicide. So we want to just continue to bring awareness to mental health. And
absolutely.
Just, you know, it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to not reach out for help.
Absolutely. Okay. Check on your friends, man.
Yes. Check on that strong friend.
Yeah.
That strong.
Ooh, how you doing? Are you okay?
You good?
I'm trying, man. But you know, they know what they say about people who work in mental health. And this is we're a little nutty anyway. To sit and listen.
Wait a minute now. Hold on.
To sit and listen to everybody else's stuff. You got to be a little like, who? This is what you want to do for a living.
Right, right.
Nah, we're doing God's work here, man. And, you know, so I value what we do because I'm a high-value man. I value what we do, and I think it's important.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get into it, man.
Yes. Tonight, y'all. Yeah. Tonight. So the homie is back, and tonight is going to be about the rebirth. And, you know, Shay, she loves to interview people. I love to just have a conversation. Shay like to get all up in their business. So tonight we're going to flip the script. We're going to get all up in Shay's business a little bit.
Wait a minute now, hold on.
Just a little bit, yo. And we're going to get into this whole rebirth journey. Like, you know, where did it manifest from? Like, what were the circumstances that made you say, you know what, this is the direction I needed to go in. Mm-hmm. And let me say this to you before I get into your interview.
Okay.
I said this last week, and I don't know if I told you I was going to say this to you. Last week when we were on the radio, I know you're a Jamaica, so you might have missed it. Mm-hmm. I said to Tasha and our guests, I said, you know, Shay's over there. I said, look like she's really making an impact on the ladies over there. I said, like she's doing some awfully good things over there. Mm-hmm. And I said, sometimes we don't know it, we think that our place, where we're supposed to make a change and affect change is like right here locally. Mm. And I says, maybe Shay's, her mission is to, you know, do it globally. Wow. Internationally. And I says, maybe this is somebody else's job to take care of the local part that you leave behind.
Wow.
So it's not anything that you have to be like, oh, I can't, I don't want to. No, yeah. Maybe your mission is bigger. Yeah. Instead of helping, you know, 100 people, you help 100,000 people.
Right.
So
right.
I just want to, like, commend you, and I want you to just continue to push forward. And because who knows? Maybe this is just not going to be the end thing for you. Who knows? So yeah. Maybe Jamaica, wow, France, you. And you're up there talking with an interpreter beside you because they don't know what the hell you're saying.
Oh, right.
But you're making a difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's people, you know. So, congratulations
thank you.
On that.
I appreciate that,
definitely.
Bro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, man. I mean, it's funny that you said that. And thank you. I definitely appreciate that because, you know, I have this prayer journal that I do,
mm-hmm.
right? And in the prayer journal, I had a lot of people have been talking to me about a retreat. Yeah, mm-hmm. When you going to do a retreat? When you going to do a retreat, right? So, in the prayer journal, I said I wanted to do something, and I said local. I said something local.
And that's
local,
fine.
Right? I was like, just something local, you know, being that it was COVID and everything, and now mm-hmm. that the world is opening back up. But initially, the idea had came because a couple women wanted to have, like, girls' night in.
Okay.
And, like, have healing groups or healing circles, like, in the home and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna put this in my prayer journal. I'm gonna pray about it. And, you know, so back in December, shout out to Sherry Mona Boutique Addicts. She reached out to me.
That's one person?
Well, that's her business.
Sherry and Mona.
Sherry Mona is her name.
Oh, okay.
But her company is Sherry Mona Boutique Addicts. She reached out to me in December, and she said, listen, she was like, I want to do something in Jamaica
mm-hmm.
with a group of women. And she was like, it's 45 women. And she said,
wow.
What would it take to get you there? And I was like, what? You know, I was like, what? You know, so I'm like, hold up. And I had to go back and I had to look at my prayer journal. I said, well, Lord, I did pray about this.
Okay.
Right.
And you asked for it.
And I said local. But that goes to show you that, you know, sometimes we scale ourselves down. And we put limitations on ourselves and we say, okay, I want to do this and I want to do this local. But God said, no, I got something greater for you and I'm going to take you over to Jamaica.
Wow.
Right? All you need to do is say yes. And I did. And I say yes. And it was absolutely a wonderful experience, man. I mean, it just so many times I just stopped and, you know, just kind of like looked around and just was like, man, thank you, God.
That's what's up.
You know, because I'm like, yo, I'm here.
It's a blessing.
Like, the rebirth is in Jamaica, mm-hmm. right? At a beautiful resort, making an impact. And, you know, the women were so, I mean, they was just very open and just ready to hear what it was that I had, you know, what I needed to pour into them. And it was just great. It was a great networking. It was great fellowship. And then it was great, amazing sisterhood. So we do have a little bit of that. I took some video, so we're going to show that a little bit.
Super excited about my first annual girls trip, Sherry Mona Daddy Boutique. The theme is Girls Gone Wild, I think. I don't know. We're going to be doing some of everything. I have my girl Shay here from Rebirth. Let me tell y'all something. We are going to have a super fantastic, exciting week. And plus, we're going to get some things poured into us as well. So that when we go back home, we'll never be the same. And this experience is going to last a lifetime. Because guess what? If you want to join us, I'll see you next year.
Session. It was rediscovering her. You were able to be vulnerable in this space. Ms. Shay helped you recognize what you didn't identify as within yourself. And it also opened my eyes to a lot of what I need to work on in myself as I identify myself as titles and not who I actually am. So it was a wonderful session.
For every lady that's sitting here, everything that you have gone through, you were built to carry.
with it. It was a very open space. We were allowed to be vulnerable. And really, it really helped us identify ourselves outside of the roles that we play, because I think too often we get caught into who we, well, what we do and not who we are. And so I think it was a good intro into like understanding that you're more than what you do. And so I appreciated that. And I really enjoyed the relationships, a divorce, a loss of a child, whatever it is, we're carrying around a lot of things every day, day in and day out. It's draining. It's draining. And on top of that, we're still trying to survive in this world.
Ready? On a count of three. One, two, three.
Shay, wow, that looks like a phenomenal event. And if I know you, like I know you, I know you gave those ladies everything you had in you, and I know you are a giver, yeah. And I know that, you know, when you step up there in front of, you know, that type of audience, you bring the pain, man.
Yeah,
or the enlightenment.
Yeah.
In this case, so congratulations.
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
Listen, Jamaica now, next Ukraine.
Aruba is next year. I'm not going to Ukraine.
We're
going
to take you to Ukraine. And
we got to stop some of them bombs.
Those ladies are going to need you when this is all over.
You do want me to come back alive, don't
I
you?
I do. We don't want you to go to Ukraine. Not just yet. Putin's still tripping. But Aruba. So I want to hear about. So what's, well, let's go on. I have some questions for you.
Yep.
And then we'll get to Aruba, man. So Shay, this whole vision of rebirth that I am definitely honored to be a part of. How did this get started? Where did this come from in your mind?
Well, as you know, I was married for 16 years. Mm. And, you know, I loved being married. Marriage was good. Marriage life was good until it wasn't. You know, our marriage just took a turn. And, you know, I was blindsided with some things. And I ended up deciding that it was in my best interest to leave the marriage. So I went through a divorce, and in that process, you know, I still had to be a mom to two young sons. I still had to, you know, hold down my career, be a therapist, taking everybody else's pain and you know, hurt. And then when I came home, I found myself, like, in robotic mode. You know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't realize at that time that I was going down a spiral. Like, I was going down into a dark cave of depression.
Right.
I knew I had the anxiety because I would have the palpitations. The thoughts was constantly, I could not shut my brain down. And I think what really scared me one day, I was taking my sons to camp, and I thought I was having a heart attack.
Wow.
I couldn't breathe. I was trying to get to camp just to get them out the car because I didn't want them to know what was happening. And, you know, being the type of person I am, I'm like, nope, I cannot call the ambulance, not at this camp. I cannot allow my kids to see me, you know, taken away.
Right.
But I really thought I was having a heart attack, and I literally coasted up to the emergency room, and they came to my car to get me. Out the car, I couldn't breathe. It felt like my chest was just like caving in.
What triggered that response from your body?
That's the thing. Like, my body was under so much stress at that time, and I wasn't taking care of myself. I couldn't shut the brain off. I couldn't unsee or unhear some of the things that I knew that had happened.
Right.
Right. That's why I tell ladies today, like, or anybody, not just ladies, but even, you know, men, you know, some things you just don't want to know. Some things you just don't want to see because you can't unsee those things. You can't unhear it, you know, and all of that stuff just kind of just ruminating thoughts, just constantly going in my mind. What does life look like not being married? How am I going to be able to, you know, take care of my sons and going being single again, you know, because I had been married for so long. So it was just a lot of stuff happening during that time. And not talking about it, of course, when we keep things in, it starts to affect us in the physical. So my blood pressure has shot up. Long story short, what happened was I was having a panic attack.
Wow.
And they did an EKG on my heart. Everything was good. I was having a panic attack. It was from anxiety. So at that moment, I'm just like, listen, I got to make some type of changes. Something has to change for me, you know, because I can't continue. I have to be here for my kids. And although this was a scare, this was anxiety, and it was a panic attack, the next time could be a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't get myself together. And then the depression was just, it was just crazy. You know, I had, I ain't even gonna lie, like, I was, like, wine was, like, I was drinking wine like water, y'all. I was like, my mom would come over to the house, right? My mom would come over to the house in the mornings, and she, like, first thing she would do, she would look in the trash can. And she'd be like, did you drink that whole bottle of wine? But you don't realize it. And, of course, a small bottle of wine, that's like four glasses of wine.
You drunk, though.
Small, right? But I wasn't, right? I wasn't drunk. But that was the only thing that was helping me sleep.
Right.
You know?
Okay, okay.
And then I didn't realize what was happening. I said, yo, like, I'm spiraling. Like, I got to pull myself together, right? But at the same time, nobody knew. Nobody knew
say
what
that.
Was going on.
That was, you did a great job of masking
it. Yeah,
that.
I did a great job masking it. Nobody knew. And again, checking on a strong friend, right?
Right.
Checking on a strong friend. And at that time, yeah. Did I have thoughts that I didn't want to be here? Absolutely. Did I have a plan? No. But I knew that at some point, I was like, I got to get this out of my head because I have to be here for my kids. Wow. I have to be here for my kids. So, I remember reading T.D. Jakes had a book called Let It Go. Let Go or Let It Go. And it was forgive in order to be forgiven. Forgive yourself in order to be forgiven. Something like that. I think I read that book like 6 times.
Wow.
Seriously, it was so good. And I kept reading it. And I needed that. And then I start making sure everything that I listened to was inspirational. I had to take off the sad songs. I had to take off all of that stuff. Everything I watched was inspirational. It was T.D. Jakes. It was Sarah Jakes Roberts. It was, you know, anything that could pour into me.
Right.
That is what I had to do, right? So as I began to, like, feel a little bit better and pull myself together and just really start focus on me, not focusing on what happened and what the problem was, but focusing on me and getting my life together and making sure that I was strong for my kids, right. I found myself going through my own rebirth.
Okay, there it
is. Right? I had to, and I realized that I had to let go of the life. I actually had to kill the old Shay. I had to let go of the life that I thought I was supposed to have. And I had to embrace the life that God said that I'm supposed to have. Right? Because sometimes we think that this is where our journey is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not. And I realized that even to today. And that was one of the thoughts that I had in Jamaica. I was like, yo, if had I not gone through what I went through, I wouldn't be standing right here.
Making
you know what
an impact
I'm saying? Exactly. I wouldn't have anything to pour into these women because I didn't have the experience.
Right.
Like, I had to go through all of that. And I would do it all over again in order to turn into the woman that I am today. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So sometimes we don't know why we're going through these things. And I found myself saying, God, why me? Like, I was a good wife. I did, you know, why me, right? And then it was like, why not you?
Right.
And if not you, who would you give it to?
Mm.
Who in your circle would you give it to? Who's going to carry that?
Who you know that can handle that?
Who do you know that can handle right. that, right? So that was a lesson in itself, because I realized that everybody has something that they are going through. And my message to you is that you are built for that. Whatever it is, you are built for that. You are meant to carry that. Because if you look in your circle and you say, okay, all of this is I'm dealing with, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to give this to Brenda. Brenda may not make it. She may not survive that situation. Brenda may take her life going through something like that. You know what I'm saying? So we can't question God when it comes down to these things, because you have to go through some of this stuff. You have to get your badge, your honor, you know, your medals, right? Because he's preparing you for something much greater. And I realized that.
Wow.
So the rebirth came about just through that experience. I realized that I have to let go. I have to kill that version of myself and embrace and rebirth the new version of me.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So that's where the name came from.
So when you decided to turn the rebirth into a platform, mm-hmm. So what was your vision of what you wanted rebirth to be for the masses? We know what it was for you personally. Yeah. What was your vision for the masses?
Yeah, so it was a little cloudy at first, mm-hmm. right? Because having the platform of being a therapist, I knew I didn't want to go into private practice, right? My career is therapy, but I want to be able to help people know that you can rewrite your story.
Right.
And I just didn't know what that would look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it took, the rebirth was born a few years ago, but it took a couple years for me to get a solid ideal as to what I wanted to really look like. So I started thinking about when I was going through my own journey, I didn't have really much to pull from, right? I didn't talk to my girlfriends about certain things because, you know, we don't do that, right? But I had to learn how to do that. And the more that I opened up, I realized that, oh, we have similar stories, you know? We have similar stories. Oh, that happened to you? Oh, wow. What did you do? How did you get past it, right? So, number one, I learned that no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what your
nationality, ethnicity,
you know, even in Jamaica, we are more alike than we are not.
Right.
But we are afraid to share our stories because we want to appear that we have it together. We want to appear that we're okay. I have the because everybody looked at us as we had the perfect marriage.
So right? so let me ask this question. So you said, you know, even no matter where you are, your ethnicity mm-hmm. and all that stuff, women, people are all the same, and women are afraid to share their story. And I understand mm-hmm.